Time to go around the National Football League, and helping us to do that today, as we do each Thursday, is John Czarnecki from FoxSports.com. John, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Vic.
And you're also, you're also the information guy at the, for the Fox Studio Show, keeping all those guys informed so they can keep us informed. And I know you got a lot of good nuggets for everything. Now, the big Fox game this week, I know Fox has got our game, the Browns and Rams, but the one that most of the country is going to see from Fox is the Giants-49ers game. And really, when you look at that, the Giants coming off a big win off the Patriots, the 49ers, what a great surprise story they are under Jim Harbaugh.
Right. Harbaugh's like, was worth whatever the Yorks paid him. I mean, I think they really wanted this guy, and I can't believe how well it's panned out. I mean, he's got Alex Smith playing winning quarterback. I mean, the guy doesn't have a 300-yard passing game, but they're 7-1. And mainly, if they do it with a jumbo running package, I mean, they can even have a defensive lineman sometimes line up at fullback there. Right. And they've just been running the ball and playing tremendous defense, too, especially run defense. They still haven't given up a rushing touchdown in 8 games, which is remarkable in itself. And they got a really very good front seven, a very good offensive line, and it's all about Frank Gore.
It really is, and, you know, tell that to the Browns, 134 rushing yards that he had against them a couple of weeks ago. The Giants, Eli Manning said he was an elite quarterback, and he went up against Tom Brady, who's obviously an elite quarterback, and he wins that head-to-head duel in Foxborough last week. Are you convinced about Eli?
I mean, I think he got to, especially this season. I mean, he was remarkable during their playoff run when they upset the Patriots in the Super Bowl a few years back, but he's doing it with Jake Ballard and Victor Cruz, the guys who were probably second or third team guys in training camp. I mean, let's be honest about it. I mean, there was a big uproar in New York about when they lost Steve Smith to Philly and Kevin Boss to the Raiders, but I mean, I think he's doing it pretty amazingly considering all the injuries they've had on offense.
A big AFC North game to pay attention to, certainly for Browns fans, is the Steelers facing the another surprise team, the Cincinnati Bengals at Cincinnati.
Right.
Do we see this as the Steelers? I mean, they obviously, their defense surprisingly lets a game get away from them against the Ravens the other night. But when we look at the Bengals, is this their statement opportunity, John?
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, this month I think they get Baltimore too, and I mean those are the two teams they've been chasing, and I think this is a statement game. But one thing that's interesting about the Bengals is Zimmer's done a great job with, you know, their defense, especially their defensive line has a tremendous rotation, and Andy Dalton 6-2, pretty amazing. I mean, this guy was almost a 4-year starter at TCU, and he's not playing like a rookie, that's for sure.
Right.
I mean, everyone's been amazed that Mike Brown made two great draft picks there, Green and Dalton.
I'm looking at the Chicago Bears, and I see you know, I see Jay Cutler and the way he's now performing, and the story of Jay, the guy who looked like he was whatever funk he was in during that NFC Championship game, and had a lot of people reading into it that he lacked the toughness and the desire and on, all the bad body language. All of a sudden, that seems to be fading into the background, and we're seeing a Jay Cutler and a Bears team that looks for real.
Right. You know, and I think you got to give a tip of the hat there to Mike Martz changing his offensive approach. We're going to do something on our show Saturday in the pregame, on Sunday on the pregame, about how they're really protecting Jay a lot better. I mean, they're keeping more guys in, more tight ends, running backs in the backfield, and they're giving him a solid pocket. And amazingly, the Eagles, who are built to kill the quarterback, didn't sack him once on Monday night, and Cutler's performed at a high level. I mean, you got to give him credit, and he's got a great running back there in Forte too.
John Czarnecki from FoxSports.com and the information guru for the Fox Studio Show on Sundays in Los Angeles, joining us on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford. As we look at the New York Jets, we talk about statement games. Did their win at Buffalo last week change the complexion of their season? And now that they have a chance to face the Patriots and maybe go on a little roll here, well, what are your thoughts on what Rex Ryan's team's doing?
I think he's, I mean, after that losing, they had a three-game losing streak. I think that game sort of turned them around, I think, Buffalo. And this is a big game, and they have to win this game for that tiebreaker. I mean, that division's going to be tight between both of those teams. New England won the first game, and I got to figure this should be a great game. One thing that Rex has done, he's not rushing the quarterback as much as he did last year and the year before, and he's going to be dropping back more into zone, which is really sort of shocking with what he has in the defensive secondary, but that should be one heck of a game.
It really should, and I see this, the confidence level coming back, and it's interesting how Rex, once again, in his dialogue with the fans, he wants the crowd to make sure
right.
that the Patriots have a false start and burn time out, so he's coaching up the fans again.
I mean, the guy doesn't know when to shut up. I mean, let's be honest about it, you know what I mean? I mean, he's been talking about getting rings and everything is always, I mean, a couple weeks ago he put Norv Turner in his place, so to speak. And, I mean, the funny storyline this week is how he played a Patriots fan in a new Adam Sandler movie that's going to be coming out in a few months. You know what I mean?
Right.
The fact that he's got Tom Brady poster in the background and a Belichick bobblehead doll on his desk and stuff, I think that's pretty hilarious in himself. I think one thing about Rex, and Vic, you know him like I know him, mm-hmm. I mean, he is such a great interviewer. He's not afraid to say anything. And,
oh,
and
yeah.
I think his team has always lived off of his honest approach and straightforward approach, so to speak. And I think the Jets play loose because of him.
Absolutely. No, there's no doubt about that. I wanted to ask you about the Saints and the Falcons. And
right.
A couple of weeks ago, the Saints are taking it on the chin from none other than the Rams, the team that the Browns play Sunday. And so that was a shocker. And then you have the Atlanta Falcons and just trying to figure out what they're about. So far, a team that does not resemble the dominant team, I think, that a lot of folks thought they would be. And they seem to think they would be when they pull off that trade for Julio Jones with the Browns, basically give their draft away for one player because they thought they were that close.
I was never really that excited about that trade. I thought the Browns got the better of that because I thought they really needed defensive help down there in Atlanta. But what has happened, they got Edwards from Minnesota, and in the last few games, they've gotten a better pass rush. You know, they're playing better defense. Their secondary's played better. And believe it or not, really, they're running better. You know, and I think that's their MO. I think they still want to get Michael Turner going and then pass off of that. Play action off of that. So this is a game for first place, and it should be interesting. I think the Saints are hurt that Sean Payton's still stuck up in the booth, but it should be a really good game. But I think Atlanta's picked it up on the defensive side, Vic.
Yeah, John, I'm glad you mentioned that about Sean Payton working in the booth after suffering that knee injury.
Right.
Has that changed the dynamics for the worse? What are you hearing about him operating up there as opposed to the sideline?
I think it's driving him nuts. I know that for a fact. I mean, he's a coach who's totally involved on the sidelines and totally involved in all aspects of his team, not just offense. And he's one of those guys who would get in a guy's face or mention something to a player when he comes to the sideline. I think it's not like he's like Lombardi on the sidelines, but
right.
he's a guy who's going to call a guy out if he ain't playing well on a certain time, you know, in a game. And I think the Saints are hurt by that a little bit. And I know he can't wait to get back down there. I think it's going to be a couple more weeks. So.
All right. Well, great stuff from you, as I fully expected, Czar. He is John Czarnecki from FoxSports.com, and you are the information guru for the Fox Studio Show on Sunday. We thank you, and we'll talk to you down the line.
Okay, Vic. Take care, man.
All right, we got much more coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.